This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. If you enjoy Eric Hodge during Morning Edition, we have got good news for your Sunday nights. Eric is bringing his energy, intelligence, and love of music to a show called Last Motel. It airs on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. right here on WUNC. Eric is the show's producer and host, and he's with me in the studio now. Eric Hodge, welcome to WUNC.
Thank you very much, Frank. It's nice to be here. I got up early this morning to make it.
That's great. You really did. He was here at 3 in the morning just making coffee for us, all alone, and now you're still awake, which bless you.
That's great because I know this is your bedtime.
You've been bringing listeners news from Morning Edition a long time. People know you as a journalist, but they don't realize that you have a previous life in the music industry.
I do. I started off in radio, and then in my mid-20s, I sort of fell into the music business in New York City. And I worked for Atlantic Records when I was 25. And so I was at 75 Rockefeller Plaza sharing the elevator with Ahmet Ertegun. And as a kid who grew up listening to, you know, Aretha Franklin and all those great Atlantic records, man, I was so happy, Frank. I couldn't believe it. But I wound up working at other major labels in New York, and then I moved to London, and I worked for record companies there doing promotion and marketing. And I really got into it because I loved music, and I loved it so much. And in my radio, my early radio incarnation, I was at one of those stations where, you know, you read the news, and then you do the farm report, and then you cover the rodeo down on Main Street, and, you know, they put a microphone in front of you and go, you're 21. And they go, you got to cover the rodeo. Well, I've never even seen a rodeo before. So, you know, I made a move from a station where you played Kenny Rogers, the Gambler, into Eye of the Tiger from Survivor, and that was considered a segue, and wound up at record companies and really developed a love for music. And being at record companies, you really develop a relationship with artists.
Right. You must have, in London, Island Records, I mean, you must have run into a lot of cool people.
We did. We had Tricky and PJ Harvey, and U2 was on that label, and Deus, and I worked with, at the same time, Morphine from Boston, who were a great band, and Courtney Love's band for a while, which was a really interesting experience. But yeah, so, it was all about music.
All about music. You know the industry. Then you got your own radio show in London.
Yes. I wound up – there was a pirate radio station called XFM that had gone on the air every once in a while illegally. And they finally applied for a license and got a one-month license to operate on a frequency in London and see what it was like. And Robert Smith from The Cure was a part-time owner. And they needed somebody to do mornings. I was working at Island Records at the time, and I just had my third child, and what the heck? Why not do that too? So I started getting up early in the morning again and hosting a show at a station where there really wasn't a format. It was in the 90s in London when the UK music scene was burgeoning. Yeah. You had Portishead and Massive Attack on the one hand, and Oasis and Pulp and Blur on the other, and all these great things going on. So that was nothing but fun as well.
So you're doing all that great music. You've got the morning show. You're running into fantastic people. You're living in London. And here you are. Tell us about that transition.
Well,
not that this ain't a great place.
It is a great place. And what it is a great place, especially if you have kids. And my wife and I had moved back to America from London because all of our family lived here. And then we lived in New York for a while. And then we really wanted to – we had both sort of – individually had a fantasies about living in the American South. And so, you know, you look at Austin, you look at Athens, you look at Asheville, and you look at Chapel Hill. And we fell in love with Chapel Hill, and we've been here 11 years.
So now, the last – and you – but you wanted to get back into radio.
I did. I really – you know, getting on XFM really made me realize how much I missed being on the radio and reaching out and connecting to people, especially in the mornings. I really like being able to do that and being part of the way that people start their day. So when we got down here, I had called someone at WUNC and said, you know, if you need anybody on weekends, I've done this before. I could do this for you. And before I knew it, I was doing
But it's not the same playing like The Cure and Clash and all that great music or then going to say, oh, Rene Montaigne.
No, it isn't quite the same thing. It is an equal passion of mine. Politics and the news of the day and bringing that to people is really terrific. But I've been doing that for 7 years. As I told you this morning, I go out and I see some concerts and a lot of our listeners like a broad range of music. And I just... it got me thinking. I'd interviewed Robert Plant for Morning Edition, and then I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if there was a show where I could do that every week?
And that's Last Motel. Tell us about Last Motel.
So Last Motel is this this show that I sort of dreamt up thinking that it would be a home for things that music that is inspired or created in the American South. And I really wanted it to have that feel about it. And part of that came from talking to Robert Plant, who turns out to be more of an authority on Southern American music than just about anybody I know. And he read that book, Blue Highways, and rented a car and drove around the American South. And that's really what sort of fuels his present-day passion in music. And I think that having a radio program that takes advantage of the fact that we're in Chapel Hill, which is an incredibly active music community, and that a lot of folks from all over the globe come through here, that's the reason we do it.
And so and when you talk about music from the American South, it is really a broad range of music, even though regionally you're kind of in one place.
That's right, because when you think about the influences of the American South, it's, you know, it's Elvis. Well, that covers just about all of rock and roll. It's country music, it's jazz, it's blues, it's all those things. And almost, you know, most popular bands have touched base with that at some point in their career, whether they know it or not. So, you know, it was meant to be a broad category,
including bands like Drive-By Truckers. Let's take a listen. Bit of Go-Go Boots by Drive-By Truckers. Some of the music that you will hear on Last Motel, Eric Hodges' program on Sundays here on WUNC. And that's kind of the unofficial theme of the show, isn't it?
That is. That opens every show. And that band, a couple of the principals grew up in Alabama, and they do all the recording. They built a studio in Athens. They refuse to be digital. They have a big 2-inch tape machine in there that they still record to, and they're going to play Hopscotch and Raleigh later this summer. But just a terrific band with a lot of different influences. And some of the songs sound like country music, and some are, you know, three guitar rockers. It's great.
They are the variety of music you speak of in one band. That I want to talk a little bit about the title now. Last Motel. What do you mean?
Well, what I was thinking of was something that would be a symbol of America in an iconic sort of way. And I thought that motel really meant the road, it meant traveling, and so much of music in America spread through traveling, and it spread through roads mm-hmm. and influences, and I think of roads a lot when I listen to music, because I like to listen in the car, and I like to set out on a big road trip and, you know, carefully choose the music for it. So Last Motel to me sort of represented this place along the highway where you thought maybe you passed the last really hopeful exit. It's 2 a.m. but there's still one more glowing sign at the end of the road, and it's Last Motel. And I wanted to have sort of, you know, it's a little bit dark, but it's also a bit welcoming.
What kind of music did you grow up hearing and loving?
Well, I grew up north of Detroit, and really my first 7-inch was by a Texas guy named Joe Tex, R&B fella, and it was called I Gotcha. And it was pretty risque when that record came out, and I was pretty young, and I saved up money to go out and buy that 7-inch piece of vinyl, and I loved that song. So growing up in Detroit in the late 60s and early 70s, it was Stevie Wonder, it was Marvin Gaye, but it was also, you know, Bachman Turner Overdrive and Leading to Bob Seger, and, you know, and there were the lingering after effects of Iggy and the Stooges and the MC5. So that's I blame that for all
good
the
place
variety.
To grow up. So far, in just putting this program together, what has been your biggest pleasure?
Well, I think the biggest pleasure is just having an excuse to listen to music again and go, you know, it's part of my job. I have to do it. You know, I'm sure you get the same thing with books where, you know, you wouldn't have time to read a book except you're going to talk to the author.
And it's cool when your job is to talk to great people, read books, and listen to music, isn't it?
It's a great, great way to get through it. You know, when I show up and there are these envelopes on my desk with all these new CDs in it because people still send CDs in the mail. That to me is like Christmas morning.
And it is fun when you have to. I mean, it's fun to listen to whatever it is that's your bliss. And if it's music, that's great. But thinking about it and knowing that you've got to somehow present this, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's really, it's challenging is what it is, because I've got 1 hour and there are tens of thousands of releases every year, and lots of them are good. And, you know, finding the ones that work and then thinking about what song goes in front of it and what song comes after it, and then seeing what interviews that we can get lined up for the show is a real pleasure and also very challenging. You can afford to be very picky.
Any discoveries so far?
I have had some discoveries. There's a guy named Kurt Vile who is going to come in and play the Cat's Cradle tonight. I'm supposed to interview him this afternoon. He's delayed it because he stopped at the Moog Factory in Nashville after his gig last night and said, well, I'm going to be a little delayed now because I'm having too much fun playing the
synthesizers. Yeah, you'll have to get used to some of that. But we do have some of his music right here. We can hear that. Kurt Vile, Baby's Arms, some of the music you will hear featured on Eric Hodge's Last Motel on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. What, is that pretty typical of his music?
Yeah, he's 30-something and has a real passion for Neil Young and is a great acoustic guitar player. But he's always sort of been like a skateboard slacker guy, and not unlike early Beck and things like that. But that song in particular, I think, is a wildly romantic song. And I'm interested in talking to him to see where, you know, how he made that transition to getting to that point of being a little more personal in his lyrics.
And you're talking about artists who will be visiting. So these are sometimes big name acts that might be touring. Try to get them and feature their music and then do interviews with them.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there have been some amazing people roll through here just since I've started this show. And, you know, people like Bon Iver have come through and did a great show in Raleigh. And, you know, I was lucky to catch them on the phone because that's about all I could get from them. But it's a great record.
What interests you about their music?
Well, I think the thing about that record is his first album, when he was fleeing Raleigh for the cabin in Wisconsin because his relationship had broken up and his band had broken up, he made a really, really personal acoustic record. And I loved his voice. He has this falsetto, this guy with his full beard and this plaid shirt, and he's singing in a falsetto, and it's really beautiful stuff. And that record was really simple. This new record has all of these layers of production and sound. And I think that, you know, the only way you'd know this was him now is because of his voice is still there, and he's still singing mostly in falsetto. But the layers on the production give you a lot to listen
to.
Well,
let's hear a sample of that.
Don't you cherish me to sleep?
Bon Iver, Calgary, and that what's great about this, Eric, is because guys like you pay so much attention to the music, you can be our guide, in a sense, and show us how the music has evolved, changed over time. Those, to me, are the best DJ shows around.
It's sort of what I grew up listening to, and there was that element of progressive FM radio where, you know, you knew that person was doing it because that's all they could possibly do, and they loved it.
Except you don't have a pocket protector and big thick glasses, but we'll get you those for, you know. And then the stories you've collected, stories you talked to Bon Iver, right?
Yes, we did. We talked to Justin Vernon, who really it's his band. He's the singer and the songwriter, and we talked to him about things like Last Motel stories.
He had one.
Hey, I'm Justin Vernon from Bon Iver, and my Last Motel story is in 2003, 2004, something like this. My band, D'Armond Edison, who is now Megaphone, and my band's Bon Iver, we were together touring in my Honda, and we ended up spending a New Year's Eve in Louisville, Kentucky, and some random hotel on the side of the road, and there was a wedding band playing, and we basically just became four wallflowers on the wall, and just we become friends. You know, we'd been friends for 15 years, and we turned into 10-year-olds that night of complete strangers, and I don't think we went to bed till the next day. It was pretty fun.
That's great. Bon Iver's Justin Vernon's story, his motel story. Well, Eric, do you have a motel story?
I don't. Well, you know, I've got a lot of motel stories, Frank, and I have one in particular where Johnny Rotten was staying at the Mayflower in New York City, and his band at the time was Public Image Limited. They were on Virgin Records, and I was working for them, and Johnny couldn't get the bartender to get him a drink quite quickly enough, so he jumped over the top of the bar, pushed the guy out of the way, and just started serving drinks to anyone who wanted one.
How is he as a bartender?
It's very cranky.
I can imagine. Well, it's not quite as good as Dave Alvin's story, but that has a lot of charm as well. This is Dave Alvin of the Blasters talking to Eric Hodge with and giving him his motel story.
Taos, New Mexico. Pretty nice little place there in Taos on the edge of town, very on the edge of town. And go do the gig, come back, and I've got this nice room. And walk into the room after the gig, and, oh, man, you know, stretch out, take off the boots, you know, change all the wet clothes. Feeling kind of good. Great gig in Taos, Santa Fe the next day. Life's beautiful. Everything's great until I walked into the bathroom. And there, right on the bathroom floor, right in front of the toilet, was this huge scorpion. So I was like, okay, you know, so get the water cup, get a piece of paper, put it over, carry the scorpion, open up the door, put the scorpion outside, go back in. And about half an hour later, I go into the bathroom, and there's four scorpions in the bathroom. And I was like, I'll just close the door, you know. I'll just close the door there. I'm going to put all the suitcases and the guitars. Everything goes up on top of everything else. So there's many stories like that, you know.
Dave Alvin of the Blasters talking to Eric Hodge on Last Motel, his motel. You know, when you get famous for this show,
right,
the bands they're going to start making up stories.
Yeah, well, and that's fine. You know, I'm okay with that. That little feature, the crazier it gets, the better.
Now, this is great because you're going to be talking with people who are coming through town and you're going to be hearing from them and getting to meet some cool folks. Anybody you have missed that has broken your heart?
Yeah, well, I was on vacation when Dolly Parton came through town. And, you know, as much as I like the cool things like Kurt Vile and Bon Iver, I would have loved to have done an interview with Dolly Parton. And coming up, Steve Earle is on his way through town, and I would love to talk to that guy. So I'm hoping to get an interview with him and have him on Last Motel. I'll bet he's got some stories.
I'm guessing. Who else is on your horizon?
I think that that outside of that, as I look around, we've got Kurt Vile tonight. I'm trying to think of who else is on the way. Trombone Shorty is putting out a new record in September, so he's going to come back here. He played the North Carolina Museum of Art earlier in the summer, and I missed him because there was a freak rain shower and nobody was able to get anything done on time. So I'd love to hook up with him and get him on too, because that's some great music and not a lot of folks making a living playing the trombone.
So you're going to be featuring people who are coming to town and then around that playing discs and your latest finds.
That's right.
Keeping us up to date. What do you think? What do you think public radio's role is in terms of music? I mean, we've really kind of branded ourselves as the talk network, but what's our role in music?
Well, it seems like it's becoming a filter. You know, anybody with a computer can have access to tens of thousands, maybe even millions of songs that, you know, you can stream and you can get a hold of, but you still don't have enough time to sift through all of that because everybody's busy. So I think that what NPR and public radio stations can do is do some of that process for you so that when you tune in, you've got a pretty good idea that whatever you hear, you're going to be interested in, and it might be something that you want to go see live or that you want to purchase, or maybe you just want to hear it on that radio show. And I think in that way, you know, NPR can act as one of those filters in the same way that, you know, back in the day it was FM radio.
Eric, this is so great for us as a station. I know it's great for you because you've always got a smile on your face and now it's twice as bright. Thanks so much for being in the program.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Eric Hodge, host of Morning Edition here on WUNC, the producer and host of the music show Last Motel. It's going to be heard on WUNC every Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Coming up, Biking the Underground Railroad. A group of students from Chapel Hill travel 1,800 miles through history. Stay with us on The State of Things.